Okay, today's daf is daf tzadik dalet, and we're holding in the middle of a sugya. Namely, we're trying to find out whether the halacha of the Eid Echad Ne'aman would also be able to be applied to a case of being matir and isha as a yavam al-shuk. And the question over here was that if we're dependent bi'ikar on the isha daika u'mitzva, in this case, in the Yavam al-Shuk, perhaps we shouldn't trust it, because after all, we do not trust a woman who comes to be matir herself from a trip that she found out. She said she was there, she claims, and her child died after her husband died, and she's allowed to get married. We don't trust her. The reason we don't trust her is because we always are choshesh that a woman is desperate not to marry her Yavam, and therefore she doesn't want to tell us the truth, or at least, I mean, it's already a question whether if she says it in a way that would be an outright lie, do we believe it would be an outright lie, or just that she twists the facts in her mind and relies on insufficient evidence. Therefore, in this case, she wouldn't be medaiko mintsiva. Therefore, we can't trust her. Or is the main reason that we trust an aid effort because an aid in circumstances where it's a dabra, that it's osi the gluye, where a person doesn't add information that is inaccessible elsewhere, such as over here where the husband could show up at any time, or whatever the case might be, and other people may know, over there we're not going to be Madai, we're not going to doubt the Eidecha. So in that case, even any type of Isha Daika Mintzvah may be sufficient. That was our question. Now, we brought a Raya yesterday, and we brought the Raya from our Mishnah, because on the surface there appeared to be no way of understanding our Mishnah, which claims that if Adam come afterwards and says it were the other way around, there's no way to understand why we would believe those Adam as opposed to the first Adam, unless indeed the first Adam was talking about an Eid Echad, not two Adam. So because of that, obviously if there are two witnesses that come and say the other way, now we're stuck, and now we know that it was Vaday Amantra Libra Rabbi Akiva. And today, as we mentioned last night, the Gemara gives us an alternative, which is that maybe when it says we believe the second Adam is because we're not talking about a case of Eid Echad, we're indeed talking about a case where there were two Adam, and yet we believe the second Adam. Why do we believe the second Adam? It's because, says the Gemara, the Eilam, maybe we're talking about over here, it's talking about Trey Utrey. But just like we're a third of the way down over here. But just like Rav Acher bar Minyumi says elsewhere, that the case is a reference to Eidei Hazama, that when we have Eidim, the second cut of Eidim doesn't deal with the question of what happened, but deals with the question of the first two Eidim's right to be made. So in those cases, let's say they will say, how could you claim that you saw the death of the husband and that you were with us at the day that you claimed to see it in a different city? So over there, the Torah gave us a Xeris HaKosah, that we listen to the second prayer, not to the first prayer. And that's why it says that it's a Vaday Mamzer. But Enochinam, maybe an Eid Echad, we would never have listened to in the first place, Ochinami be'edi hazama. Which means that we still do not have a raya as to whether we will believe in Eid Echad in cases of Ha'taras, Yavam al-Shuk. Omele Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, or some say it was Rav Acha, said to Rav Ashi, Tashma, we have another raya. Ein ha'ishan e'menet lomar meit yavmi, she'enasei. A woman who comes and says that my husband died together with my Yavam, or forget even about the husband, she says, my Yavam died. I was going to get Yibam, and now he's no longer alive, so I want to marry now. We don't believe her. V'lo meita achuti shekanes l'beita. Nor is she believed to say that my sister died in order to allow herself to get married by her brother-in-law, the sister's husband. So, now, it says over here, she's not believed. Is that not mashma? That he mihi below now. She isn't believed. But an Eid Echad that would have been made in this case would have been believed. That seems to be the diyak when it says she's not believed. It says the Gemara, how could you think that's the diyak? Well, the Taimek, read on. Read on and tell me whether it makes sense. Ema Seifa. Ein ha'ish ne'eman lomar beit achish ayabemet ishto. A man is not believed to say my brother died so that I should be miyabim his wife. Nor is he believed to say, Meta ishti she'esat achuta. He cannot say, my wife died, and now I'm allowed to marry her sister. So make the same deal, huh? Uniyu delo mehaman. He's not believed, but an Eid Echad is mehaman. But that's ridiculous. An Eid Echad is never mehaman on Dovah Sheva Erba. The only reason that in this one case we said that an Eid Echad is Neman is because of the special takanas hakomin mitok chumra shechmarta leo besofar kalta leo betchilata v'heter agunais, the whole svara that we had before. So bishle magabi isha, by the case that a woman comes and said my husband died, okay? Akivo barabonon, over there the rabbonon were meiko because they want her to have some way out of being stuck. Elagabi ish, understand what we should say. An Eid Echad would be Neman to say that a man's wife died so that he can marry his sister-in-law. Why would we say such a thing? Michael Amema, we need two witnesses like for everything else. Therefore, the Diak obviously is not, she is the one who's not believed, or he is the one who's not believed, but an Eid Echad is believed. That's not the point. The reason that we say it this way is we need to tell me, I'll leave Rabbi Akiva, the Sakat Aitach Amina. Rabbi Akiva holds that even from Mechai Ve'lav there's a Mamz, right? So therefore, the reason that we say over here that Ein Aisha Ne'emenet Lomar made Yadmi. So I might have thought, let's believe her. Because she's not going to lie to marry somebody else and her children will be Mamzerim, but Rabbi Akiva. The same way she doesn't want to take a chance on losing both husbands, and we said, so over here also we should say, look, a woman is not going to lie to create a situation in which she counsels her children. Therefore, we need to say over here, no, that's not sufficient for her. And indeed, we do not trust her, but not to make the diyuk that an Eid Echad would be Nema. That's not the point at all. Since Rabbi Akiva Tzayesh Ramzah B'chad Elav Eima Chaisha Kekula Dezara B'taika, we might think that she should be believed because Isha B'dayeket not to marry out from the Yibam, and therefore we should trust her. Kamash Malan, that she's not Makbet that much on that, she's more Makbet on the case in our Mishnah, our opening Mishnah, where indeed she's going to lose everything. But just this one question of Rezara being Mamzerim is not enough for her to forego a life of happiness. Rava Amar? Rava says, you know, the whole question, I think, doesn't need rayas. It's so obvious what the answer is. Of course an Eid Echad is Nema to be Matri Yavam Alashuk. It's a Kal Vachomer. If we believed an Eid Echad to be Matir an Isur Karet, so should we not believe the Eid Echad to be Matir Isur Lav? Isur Karet Yitarka. Lisur lav lo koshikein. Now, what's the question? What is Lisur kareti tarata? Tosfos learns Lisur kareti tarata is talking about the heter, that if an Eid Echad comes and says your husband died, that she is allowed to marry the Yavam. So that's an Isur karet. He's creating a situation of her sleeping with Eshet Akibala, right? But it's not from the fact, as others explain, it's not from the fact Isser Karet, meaning that we allow her to get married from the case of Maid Baalek, because over there, we would obviously come back and say, how are you bringing a raya from the case where it's the Maid Baalek to a case where there might be an additional issue, which is that she hates his guts, right? So what here we're talking about, we have this other problem, and we don't trust her because she may want desperately to get away from it. So we need to say, but we have a case like that. We have a case where we trust the Eid Echad, despite the fact that she may hate the guts of the Yavam and not be so mendayik to find out. She's very happy to get away. And nonetheless, we trust him there in the case of, we trust her to be mendayik in the mitzvah. So, Mekoshke, we should trust a case where there's only an Isra'lam that's involved.
But she can refuse.
It's not so precious. We'll see later on what the limitations are on her. She's not sure what's going to happen to her. The truth is she might be able to get chalitza. Said she's worried. She's very worried. So to bring a raya, made baalech, over there, we have no reason to say she won't be b'dayeket. Why should she not be b'dayeket? But over here, we do have reason to say she won't be b'dayeket. So the place to bring the raya is from the case of made baalah, right, so over there, I mean, it's the opposite svara. We have a svara that she should maybe not be midayeket because maybe she likes him. But at least we need some svara that she won't be midayeket. And therefore, Rava stresses, according to Tosfos, dafka this case. Okay, but in any event, isn't it? I mean, it's a simple svara, right? Says one of the Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash, Amalei Umi Rabbanan LaRava, How can you say that? The very case that you're bringing is a raya that it's not a kal vachomer. I don't understand. Isn't this exactly the case that we're saying about her? For an iser koras, he tarta. But the iser lav, lo he tarta. When she comes and says a case that she is muteret for an iser koras, there she's believed. But if she comes to be mater herself, the iser lav of Yavam Lashuk, then she's not believed. No. So what do you say? Oh, she came with believe in Eidacha. It's the same kosher cane applies to her, and we don't view it as a kosher cane, because e my time alomehem. Now, why is it that we don't believe her? Because Kimin is even in the Sanulei lo daiko mitzvah. Obviously, because of the fact that she hates his guts, and therefore may very desperately want to get out of the yivam. So then, maybe the same thing's true about the eid echad. If that was my question, do we need, in conjunction with the eid echad, that it's avida ligluye? Do we need the additional clarity that she's going to make absolutely sure, or is it enough stuff that we have the edacha together with the general sense that women are medayka? That was my question. Don't bring me a kal vachomer from the very case where you see that we're making a distinction because of the very fact of the thing that I'm worried about, is that maybe she won't be medayka. So that could apply to the edacha as well, that she won't be medayka, and we don't have enough to rely on just with the edacha. The question stands as far as we're concerned. Now, Rabbi Lozer ben Matya, he came along and he said, you know what? Isha, that's grusha me isha. Only where, how do we know it's not even now a question at all? If somebody who really wasn't married to her gives her a get that doesn't pass from the kuna, because it says only a woman who is grusha from her husband, but not a woman who's grusha from someone who's pretending to be her husband, it turns out that it was nus. That's nothing and will not pass. Says Rav Yudah Merav, you know, Rav Elazar had such an opportunity to really do a good job with this drasha. Boy, did he mess it up. I mean, he took a pasuk in which Havilei the Rav Elazar Lemidrash Be Marganita. He could have used this pasuk to find a pearl. And instead, he finds a piece of coal. What does he find? A broken shard. And instead, Darash Be Chaspa. What should he have darshan? And what's the pearl? My Marganita. Ah, the Marganita is a brighter. The Tanya. The Isha Grusha Me Isha. What does this teach us? That even in a case where a woman gets a get only from her husband, meaning that her husband writes a regret, look, you are mitgareshet from me, but you're not muteret anybody else, right? This guy's a real, real vicious fellow. Areat mitgareshet be many, but don't make the mistake of thinking areat muteret kolada. No. You're still asur the kolada. So she's only grusha from her husband. He throws her out, but he's not being matur. So this is not a kosher get, obviously. The get has to be davrak or rape, no, be not. Nonetheless, the Torah says, but it's enough. Isha grusha me isha. It's enough to say lo yikachu to a kohen, which tells us that a reyach haget, this is the case of reyach haget, that nonetheless she's still a lakuna. Vahainu reyach haget, the posa bakuna. This is precisely the case of reyach haget that we talk about. We're masmifit on this posa, but there's Epis again. Something happened. It's this garsha from her husband. That's what the pasuk is referring to.
She comes back to him and they live happy together?
They can't live happy together. She's in big trouble. I mean, he's going to have to now give her a get all the way. She'll sue him. But she can't go back to him because he passes her by giving her this semi-get.
Passes her because if he dies after this semi-get, it wouldn't be that she's not on that.
She's a grusha.
To her, he's a
kohen. Yeah, if he's a kohen, he passes her for himself. If he's a Israeli, he passes her in general for the kohen.
And he went through a lot of trouble with it.
Yeah, he sure did.
So the Heidegger Mishnah.
Mishal Chai Yishkel Nimidinat Hayam. Okay, here we have the opposite case. A woman goes overseas, and now we have witnesses or witness Bov Amrlo Meita Ishtecha, your wife died. So he takes the grand opportunity to marry that woman he always wanted, her sister. He goes and he marries a sister, and one day in walks his wife. So Nasada Hotava Kakarbat Ishto. Here there's no problem. He can go back, take his wife, Muteret Lachzorlo. He can go back to her, and there's nothing at all that we look at as a marriage with the sister And let's say that one day he wants to marry the sister's daughter. He can marry the sister's daughter, because he was never married to her mother. He was just now sleeping with the mother. But it's only a case of marriage that Asa's a woman's daughter. So he's allowed to marry the Krovot of the Shniyah. And the Shniyah is Mutarat the Krovav. Let's say that the other one wants to marry now his brother. It's also no problem, because he was never married. It's not called, not considered to be a problem of Eshet Achiv. There was no Eshet Achiv. The whole thing was a mistake. What's more, if his original wife ends up really dying instead of just pretending to be dead, so then he would be allowed to go back and to marry the second one, this time legally. Amrulo meta ishto v'nasata chota v'kach kach amrulo kayemet hayta umeta. How about if they told him your wife died, he goes and marries the sister, and then they tell him actually at the time that you married her, she was really alive, your wife, but then she died afterwards. So Havlana Rishon Mamzer, Ve'acharoni no Mamzer. The first one, obviously, was she was still in Erva, the wife was around. But the second one is not a Mamzer, because there's no Isser in the Nisuin anymore. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol she'posel al yedei acherim, posel al yedei atzmo. Where a guy creates a problem for other people by his act, then he posels that same individual that created the problem, he posels for himself. Which seems to be saying, seems that Rabbi Yossi is saying, that let's say that indeed there was someone else, perhaps the sister had also been married and was relying to marry him on the fact of an aide that came and said her husband died. So in other words, let's say the case would be his wife and his brother-in-law, his wife's sister husband. They go on a trip together, they're both killed. Or at least ostensibly, they're both killed. So now, okay, she used to be an agency, she's not an agency. She used to be his wife's sister, she's no longer his wife's sister. She goes married. Suppose now they both turn up. So now he created an iser for the other woman and this, the husband. Because according to our mission, if a husband, a woman had gotten married in those circumstances, she's not allowed to go back to her husband. So what Rabbi Yossi, we're going to see more in the Gemara of what Rabbi Yossi could mean, but it certainly sounds like what he's saying is that in a case where he, through his through his act, made a woman asura on her husband, so then he asurs that same woman on himself, and he will not be able to go back to his wife's sister. And kol aecha mashenken, kol she'im posel al yedei achim, where there's no problem of his act definitely causing someone else to be in a problem of this, so then eino posel al yedei atzmo. Now, assuming, this is how Tosfos understands this, the piece of Gemara that we're about to begin. Assuming that that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, because it certainly sounds like that's what he's saying, then it means that the reason that we open up the Mishnah, we talk about the case in which he is allowed now to take his wife back where he had been married to the sister-in-law, to his wife's sister. So the mashma'ut is, since Rabbi Yossi argues on it in this interesting way, the mashma'ut is that the Mishnah is talking about even in a case, even though his wife and his wife's sister's husband both go together on a trip overseas, and this happens, and now, even though now, because of the marriage that he makes with his wife's sister, because of that now, his wife's sister becomes permanently prohibited to his brother-in-law, her once husband, that the Tanakhama is saying that afilu hachi, Eshet Giso Asira, but Ishto Sharia. Yes, it's true that she and his sister-in-law will indeed be Asura to her husband, but nonetheless, his own wife is Muteris to him. V'lo Amrinan, and we don't say, well, look, once already we assert Eshet Giso Agiso, then we should also assert Ishto Alav. But that only works if the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. This is a whole new din in Rabbi Akiva we haven't seen before. Because if it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, then she now becomes, his wife now, his once wife, becomes an achot grushato. She will now be the wife who is the sister of a woman that was grusha. How is that? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that in a case such as this one, where there was a husband that was involved, this is how Tosfos understands it. There was a husband, and we'll take it as the simplest way to understand it. There was a husband that was involved. So now, the two people that are here, that are left behind, the man now whose wife went overseas, and the woman whose husband went overseas, who end up marrying each other, they are basically, if we take out from the picture here the question of their having been related as brother-in-law and sister-in-law, let's take that out of the picture. Let's just worry about the fact that here is a man who is sleeping with a woman who's married to another guy, okay? Why is he sleeping with her? Because the Neid Efer came and said that he could, and Besdin Baskin, et cetera, et cetera, right? What's the din in a case where the husband shows up under such circumstances? She needs a get from the second guy. In this case, he is the guy. He is the second guy. To the woman, he is the second guy, right? Forget about the fact that he's also the brother-in-law. Now, the pashtus, you would say, but, I mean, this is not a case where you should need a get from the second guy, because everybody knows that there must have been that this was all based on him being dead, not just because of the problem of, I mean, normally I would have said, well, he could have sent a get, and therefore people might think, well, he married her because there was a get, and therefore now if they see her go out, they'll say, oh, look, an HSC, she's going out without a get. That's in a normal case. In this case, how could anybody think that? They obviously know there must have been a report of a car crash in which his wife died. I mean, this is a sister-in-law. How could he be marrying her? It doesn't help that there was a guess. People, you would think in such a case, I mean, this has nothing to do with the classic case of requiring a get. Nonetheless, for the Akiva hold, you need a get. So once you need a get, just like that get is a reach get vis-a-vis a kayin, that get is also creates another problem. Because now when he goes back to his wife, people say, well, why is he living with that woman? He used to be married now to her sister, and she's walking around happy. She never died, and he had to give her a get. And now he's married to the sister of a woman that he gave a get to. You mean that's mutter? You don't need for the wife's sister to die before for the wife to die before you can marry her sister. People, again, will come up with the same problem. So if we don't hold the Rabbi Akiva, we say you didn't need a get in those circumstances, okay, I understand. Why can't he go back to his wife? But if you need a get, then it's crazy. Why are we being matir him to go back to his wife? Must be that it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Is Rabbi Akiva held? You needed a get? The Rabbi Akiva, ha'vilachot grushato detanya. As we have a braita that says that in every case, kol arayot she'amru, all of these arayot that they listed in the Torah, all the 15 arayots. Somebody goes ahead now, plus, of course, the Shesh Arayos Chamuris male, somebody goes ahead and sleeps with an Erva. Yeah, you don't need a get. There's nobody in his right mind that thinks that there's a real marriage here. Ain't tzrichot a mena get. But there's one case, the one case where you would need a get from an Erva, as we saw earlier, is a case of the Eshet Ish, that was Nisei Tal Pi Beit Din. And Rabbi Akiva adds, well, then there's also one other case. The other case would be Eshet Ach V'Achot Isha. And the case where you've got also a Achot Isha, which is this case, or the case of an Eshet Ach, which is also, in other words, what I'm saying, Rabbi Akiva, is in a case where it's that Shayach B'Klal, that there should be a marriage. I'm good over there, you don't need a get. But in a case where people may mistake the case for one of those in which it is shayach, for instance, the Eshet Ish, people will think maybe she had a get. The Achot Isha, people will think maybe the wife died. The Eshet Ach, people think you're chayav and yibam. As long as it's shayach that there should be a marriage, we have to be geyser now that she requires a get. So under those circumstances, you need to give a get, according to Rabbi Akiva. So now, if that's the case, even the Amar Rabbi Akiva boy get. If according to Rabbi Akiva you need the get, so then by definition that get will can now create an iser on the wife itzraleah da avilachot grushato. So right now she is going to be looked at by everyone as the wife that he married, who was a sister to a woman that he was once married to, who is still alive, who now must have gotten a get from him. Because we know that there was a get that was given. So if that's the case, this can't possibly work out, according to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, well, that's because you don't understand Rabbi Akiva's case. Didn't Rav Gidl, Lav Yidmar Lod, Om Rav Gidl, Om Rav Gidl, Yosef, Om Rav, didn't Rav Gidl quote Rav's pshat as saying that when Rabbi Akiva was talking about a case of an eshet ach. What do you think the case was? Echidami. Ah, the case was like this. Kegon shekidesh achivat aisha. It's only talking about a case of kiddushin. A man went ahead and gave kiddushin to a woman. He goes with medinat hayam. He hears now that his brother died. So he goes ahead now, and he's mekayim yibum, and he was noseh ishto. So there, people may think, when the brother shows up again, people may think that must be when he married this woman, that since it was only a kiddushin, and the brother had never consummated the marriage, it often happens that in kiddushin, people will make a tanat, as we saw earlier. So people will think, okay, this brother made a tanai that he was going to go overseas and become a rich man and be able to afford a home. So he said, look, she didn't want to marry him. So he says, no, let's get married now. Of course, we won't consummate the marriage, but I'm telling you, you give me 6 months, I'm going to come back with enough money for the house if you believe I'm not. You'll see how. And if I don't, then the condition is bought. So people said, it must have been one of those cases. The guy went overseas, came back. This guy's married to his wife. Well, how's that possible? Must be there was a mistake in the Kiddushin. So because they don't recognize that this was actually a mistake with the Neder for the whole thing, so because of that, says Rabbi Akiva, go ahead and make sure you give a get. You know, if you're not in a case like that, there would be a need for a get. But Rabbi Akiva never said that in a case of Nisuin, that over there, normally speaking, even if you hold that it's possible to make a Tanai in Nisuin, normally a tanai is made only in Kiddushin. Then if a person goes out and sleeps with a woman, even when the tanai wasn't mekuyim, what we say is, look, people don't go to bed with a sense of their bia being a biyaznus. Once he's ready to take that step, they're both into this. And they're saying, okay, you know what? Forget the tanai. Let's just go ahead and hope for the best. So in this case, we're talking about nisuin. Over here, why would we need to get him? And I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, since Rav said, and the reason that you need to get over there is because Amri Yinche, people are going to maybe be choshesh, that actually the first marriage to the brother was not even a marriage. He must have gone overseas to make some money. So there was a tanai in the Kiddushin, and when he married this woman, if the tanai was batal, the brother married her because she never had been married. And so then, the case of Akosisha Nami, what's the case? The Rabbi Akiva said, I want to add that a wife's sister requires a get. What's the case? Same thing, where he had been Mekadesh a woman. She goes to Medina Sayyam. He hears that she died, the case in the Mishnah. And then, but not the case of Nisuin in the Mishnah, the case of Kiddushin. And then he goes and he marries now her sister. There too, people will say, gosh, how did he do that? His wife was still alive. Must be, wasn't his wife. Must be that there was a tanai in the Kiddushin. Oh, therefore he needs a get. And Achinami, if he gives a get, of course, there's no way that he can ever marry the first woman that people think he married only on tanai, because her sister is alive and kicking, and he had once been married to her. Proof is in the pudding. There's the get. Obviously, he was married to her. So there were people will say that Ach Kamais it's not Avile Kedusha Vashaper Nasa. But we're talking a case of Nisuin here in our mission. Nisuin. I mean, Mikol Meimet it's not Avile Nisuin. What people are going to think was it's not Nisuin. I mean, that never happens. Once people are ready to consummate a marriage, they're not saying, "But if it turns out you don't make that money in the half year, it was nice knowing you, buddy." That we don't say. No, in other words, we don't say that it's an annulment. So miyikal amei matanah haven't been assuming. Therefore, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. You were wrong. You thought the meaning of Rabbi Akiva was because Rabbi Akiva is geizer that all cases have been the same, and that this would be a case which you need to get for the second one. This is a whole new halacha. It's not based on the din in the Mishnah. That in a case where a woman now married somebody else, she comes back. It's talking about a whole new issue about a tanai which only applies to Kiddushin, not to the case over here of Gerushin. Gerushin wouldn't help very much to allow him to marry the sister. It's only this new tanai that would have helped. Omale Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, you're saying that it can work out according to Rabbi Akiva. There's another reason why it can't work out according to Rabbi Akiva. Because if it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, why does it say only a case in which he marries now his wife's sister? According to Rabbi Akiva, it could have added a fascinating case. and would have told me an additional finish, that he married his wife's mother. Because Rabbi Akiva, Shita is that a wife's mother also becomes muteres after the death of the wife. Not only a wife's sister. Because Shamina al Rabbi Akiva, the Yom HaMotoli Achar Mita, Lav Bisrefa. At this point, we thought Lav Bisrefa meant that she's mamish muteret. Dutani, the Eish Yisrefu Otovi Aten. What's the Pshat Otovi Aten? What is it supposed to be? Otovi Aten. He is Chayav Srefa, and they, what do you mean? The guy's married to a woman. He now takes the mother-in-law, and now we should burn him and the two women. The two women. His poor wife, what did she do wrong? She was just sitting there like a nice little girl. He goes and sneaks out and takes her mother, so we should burn her? I can't possibly mean that. So what does it mean when it says Otovi Aten? Says Rabbi Shmuel, hen is Greek. Et en means unos. Et una, et ona. And that means burn one of them, the one that was offered. Because basically, either way, if you've been married first to the mother, it takes the daughter, the one with, or if you've been married to the daughter, it takes the mother. Either case now would us. That's how Rabbi Shmuel dashes. Always the Torah does this. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it means otovech tehen. Both of them. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean both of them in the Pashat case. So what's the meaning of both of them? So what the meaning of both of them is in Machlokas. Abaya says, look, basically, the only difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is a problem of Mashma'ut Dorshin. There is a question over here of where we know. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva is not saying to give a chiyuv of misa to a woman who did nothing wrong. That's for sure. What Rabbi Akiva is saying is that both chamoto and ein chamoto are being mentioned over here. So when it says et hem, it means there's two women, one of whom I didn't say beferish, and that is his mother-in-law's mother. Also, he's asura, and also there's a chiyuv sreifa. And here is where we know that from. Says Rabbi Akiva, here is the mashmaut clearly that there is a chiyuv of Sreifa also on an Isha v'ima shtehen, meaning and her mother, shtehen. Whereas Rabbi Yishmael says that it's true. Now, halacha you're saying is true. However, this is not where we know it from. We know it from Gzeira Shava, which the Gemara learns out elsewhere. So that's Mashma'ut Dorshim. They're only arguing about the question of whether we learn out the din of Eim Chamoto from here, which is what Rabbi Akiva is saying, or we learn out Eim Chamoto from elsewhere, which is what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. But there's no practical nafkamina lalaka between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, according to that, so then Enochinami, Rabbi Akiva does not learn from here a big chiddush that a mother-in-law is muteret after the death of a wife, so there's no problem. But if you hold not like Rabbi Akiva, let's say that you as a bishlam, I mean not like a baya, so bishlam and a baya, okay. Rabbi Shmuel sover chodeksiv, Rabbi Akiva sover tartiksiv, both the mother-in-law and the aim of the mother-in-law shopping. But suppose you hold of Rava's interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. Rava's interpretation of Rabbi Akiva is this. Both of them means, in a case where both of them are here, meaning the wife survives together now with the mother, then it's aser. But chamotola achar mita, if the woman is already, his wife is already dead, there's no iser on chamoto. That's the meaning, says Rava, with the word shtehen. So then according to him, you got a real problem. If this is going alib to Rabbi Akiva, shouldn't it have said the case was that his mother-in-law went overseas and he went ahead now, his wife went overseas and he went ahead now and married not his wife's sister, his wife's mother, which is a great chiddush alib to Rabbi Akiva, that there would be a heter over there. So why didn't it say that case? Omar Lay says, understand. Even if it would say that case, it's only saying that Yisrafun Be'esh Shtehem, it's being memayat, this case from the Chiev of Sreifa. But it's not being memayat from the general Isser, which is an Isser Lav and Chorus. I mean, Mi'isura Mi'niatakra. Is there now any place that it says in the Torah that it's not even an Isser? It just says Be'esh Yisrafun Atoveta. I only say that if they're both there. But there's no chiyuv of sreifa if they're not both alive. Okay, fine. So there's what? There remains the yisr lav that was said in Parshas Akrimos. You never took off the lav. So therefore, why would we mention the case? It would be like any other Eretz Yisrael. So what's left to us now is just a general interesting question. Again, we have a lack of symmetry here. A man who goes ahead now and takes another woman on his wife has no problem in going back to his wife. But a woman who takes, even though it was an Israel, a woman who sleeps with another guy, she is not allowed to go back to her husband. Why don't we say that the two are similar? And that, let us, Darshan, says the Gemara, how do we know that we shouldn't say that the same thing would be true in the other direction? Why is she not going to now be in a matzah in which her sister slept with her husband in the same way? If a woman goes now and marries a man after getting a message that her husband was in Medina Tayyam, boy, we come down hard on her and she's in terrible problems. And in the case, it's not as if that she really, Midiraisa, has these problems now, is it? It's that the Rabbana created these problems. I mean, Miikra din, what she did was certainly considered to be, I mean, she relied on the Bezdin and everything. Certainly that's not considered to be a mazid that would asr on her husband. Nonetheless, we said it's the equivalent of mazid. So why don't we do that for him too? Why didn't we do the same iser that Teyaser B'Shkivat Achuta? Why isn't he now in the same position the woman is? Well, and why would we? Lo dami ishto de b'mezid asir midiraisa b'shogi gaza barabona. Look, the woman, we know that the Torah has created this lack of symmetry. In a case where a woman sleeps with somebody where v'hilo nitfasa, she wasn't now raped, but ha nitfasa asur, so we learn from there that there's a halacha of b'mezid of her being asur lebala, that's the din of Satan. But b'shogeg, she would be muteris. Okay? So in a shogeg, I'll be best in the Rabbanan, we're gezer because of the whole swara that we had before. But achot isha, her sister, were over there, b'mezid, there would be no iser at all, right? So b'mezid lo asir midiraisa. The Torah never asered a man or a woman whose sister had been slept with by a man. There's no iser in her marrying that guy or in that guy marrying her. It's only where a man had married a woman that now he's not allowed to be sleeping with his sister. But there's no problem if a man had a casual relationship with a woman. He doesn't become asura in the sister. The sister doesn't become asura in him. They can get married and live happily ever after with his previous lover sitting in the backdrop. Who cares? So there the Torah never asered a case but made it. If he slept with her sister, with the biggest mazid in the world, his wife would not become asura to him, midiraisa. So if that's the case, why would we be gozer b'shogeg? B'shogeg lo gozer barabanan. Says the Gemara, are you sure about that? There's no equivalent iser? Minolon de lo asira. How do we know that b'chalal, there's no iser in where a man went ahead and slept with the sister? Because we darshan from the word by the Seita, v'shachav ish ota shechvat zera. So there it says, v'einein ba v'yilo nitfas, that's where we darshan. Ho, achera, that was... So in this case, it says, dafka ota, she becomes asura in shchivata. But shchivat achota, with her husband, will not asur her, even though it takes place after they were married. Now we don't say that since he went ahead now and was mizana with the sister, which he's not good, Bishlemi is mizana with another woman, and the Torah doesn't answer him from taking another woman, but it does answer him from taking her sister. That's our problem. Is not her sister to her husband the equivalent of another man to her? It's a limited znus. It's only when he's mizana within the family, but nonetheless it comes through marriage. It's because he's married to the sister. So even though the Torah generally is not makbid on a man having multiple partners, but he is, there is makbid on a man having a partner and a woman that